Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, May 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that he has new details to share on the future of AirPods. First, he says that there are no major updates coming to the AirPods lineup within the next year. Instead, he believes that AirPods Pro with cameras are the next update, and those are set to arrive in 2026. This contradicts reporting from other publications that have suggested AirPods Pro 3 would launch in 2025, including new features such as a body temperature sensor and improved active noise cancellation. This claim seems a little sketchy given AirPods Pro 2 are approaching 3 years old, and they are Apple's most popular and most profitable AirPods model, so it would be unusual for the company to let them languish for so long. Another rumored feature for the next-gen AirPods Pro is the inclusion of a heart rate monitor. The heart rate capability has actually already debuted in the new PowerBeats Pro. Apple also stole much of the AirPods Pro thunder last year with the launch of the cheaper AirPods 4 lineup, which adds features like active noise cancellation and wireless earbuds priced at $179. But even though Apple has not released a new hardware generation of AirPods Pro since 2022, the company has continued to expand what they can do with software updates. Most notably, AirPods Pro 2 are now able to act as over-the-counter hearing aids, correcting for mild to moderate hearing loss. Looking beyond AirPods Pro, Kuo says that Apple is also working on an update to AirPods Max. He says that Apple is working on a next-generation version of AirPods Max that will launch in 2027. Apple released AirPods Max in December of 2020, then released a very minor update last fall that switched from Lightning to USB-C for charging. Kuo suggests the 2027 revision will actually be a significant update with a new design. The design, according to Kuo, will be lighter than before, addressing one of the biggest complaints about the current AirPods Max, which weigh a whopping 386 grams because of their liberal use of aluminum. Ideally, this 2027 update to AirPods Max will also include a new chip inside. Currently, AirPods Max still use the outdated H1 chip, which at this point is more than 5 years old. So to recap, what Kuo is reporting is that we'll get new AirPods Pro in 2026, followed by new AirPods Max in 2027. In other news today, coming this fall is the iPhone 17 Air as an all-new entry into Apple's iPhone lineup. We've talked a lot about how thin the device will be, measuring in at just 5.5 millimeters thick, making it Apple's thinnest iPhone since the iPhone 6. Now, a new report on a Chinese social media network says that the iPhone 17 Air will also have an impressive weight, but maybe a lackluster battery. The report says the device will weigh around 145 grams and feature a battery capacity of 2,800 milliamp hours. While that milliamp hour number doesn't tell the entire story when it comes to iPhone battery life, it can be used as a useful comparison tool to other iPhone models. The 2800 milliamp hour number puts it around the same capacity as the nearly 5-year-old iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro. While the capacity will be 2800 milliamp hour, the Post does say that Apple is considering using a high density battery technology, which if used would increase the actual capacity beyond 2800 milliamp hour to around 15 to 20% larger. This report follows a story from The Information that said Apple's internal testing had found that only 60 to 70% of users would be able to get a full day of battery life out of the iPhone 17 Air. Traditionally, that number is around 80 to 90%. Meanwhile, as for that weight of 145 grams, that would make it Apple's lightest iPhone since the iPhone SE 2 and the iPhone 13 mini. This would be an impressive feat if it comes to fruition, because you'd essentially get the experience of a tiny iPhone in terms of weight, but stretched across a much larger 6.6 inch canvas. While there are still a lot of question marks around the limitations of the iPhone 17 Air, it is shaping up to be a design impressive device, with its 5.5 millimeter thick form factor and this 145 gram weight. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now or backblaze.com/9to5Mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running up today, Bloomberg Smart Garment has published a blockbuster report detailing the internal turmoil that has led to Apple's struggle to compete in artificial intelligence. In short, he says that Apple software chief Craig Federighi was one of the early people inside Apple who just didn't believe in artificial intelligence. He was reportedly reluctant to invest a lot in the technology and just didn't see it as a core capability on Apple's platforms. His belief was that it'd take away from Apple's efforts to improve other aspects of its platforms without an actual payoff. The report also claims that other executives inside Apple were convinced that AI would be revolutionary, but they were unable to convince Federighi, and a lot of their complaints fell on deaf ears. On top of that, Apple's AI chief, John Gianandrea, was never truly able to hit the ground running after joining Apple in 2018 after a stellar career at Google. When he joined Apple, Gianandrea concluded that Apple would need to spend a lot more money than it currently was to invest in AI, but his efforts were often pressed with pushback. As for Apple and how it plans to bounce back from this strategic failure, Gurman says that there won't be too much of a focus on AI at WWDC next month. Significant upgrades to Siri, including the ones promised a year ago, like Siri with personal context and in-app actions, are unlikely to be discussed much at all and are still months away from shipping. The report does reaffirm that Apple is planning to add new AI capabilities to some of its apps and is working on an AI-powered battery optimization tool for iPhone. Apple also plans to launch Project Mulberry, a virtual health coach powered by Apple Intelligence. In the European Union, in order to comply with the DMA, Apple is also working on implementing the ability for iPhone users to ditch Siri entirely and replace their voice assistant with something like ChatGPT or Perplexity. Finally, Apple is continuing to work on its new LLM Siri infrastructure, which it hopes will fix a lot of the engineering mess that got us to this severely delayed Siri platform as it stands right now. But again, we're still at least a year away from any of this actually coming to fruition. So the question is how much further Apple's competitors, like OpenAI and Microsoft and Google, will be able to get ahead of Apple as it continues to play catch-up. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.